Just days after tear gas was fired at Central American migrants trying to cross the border from Mexico, and after President Trump threatened to close the entire southern border permanently, Pentagon officials say they expect Defense Secretary Jim Mattis to sign a request this weekend to extend the U.S. troop deployment to the border from December 15th through January 31st. So what does this mean for migrants seeking asylum and for people who live and work close to ports of entry? Well, the Discovery Channel's Lilia Luciano is in Tubac, Arizona, just north of the Nogales port of entry, reporting for an upcoming documentary series called Border Live. She joins us. Lilia, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy. Really happy to join you.
So there are nearly 6,000 U.S. troops deployed at the border right now, around 1,400 in Arizona. What are you seeing where you are in terms of military presence?
We have seen the military trucks. I've been talking to and interviewed some of the troops who were here. I think the majority of their work has been focused on reinforcing the fence. When I was there, they were building out with concertina wire, I guess a second layer or two layers of reinforcement to prevent people from jumping the fence. But this was only pretty close to the actual port of entry. They're doing these exercises to prepare for the event that a large group of people, such as the people who came in the caravan to Tijuana, would arrive in the Nogales port of entry, and in order to prevent something from like what happened in Tijuana from happening here.
Is there an expectation that people from the caravan will come to Arizona? So far, they haven't done that.
In talking to Customs and Border Protection, they're not giving me information as to having any kind of intelligence of, yes, there is a group, but there have been some groups that have been arriving in Nogales, and the shelters in Nogales for asylum seekers are already pretty full, Nogales, Sonora, in Mexico. And so they're expecting that more people will arrive, but they're not saying, you know, we know who is coming or where they are at this point.
Have you come across any migrants yourself, anybody who is trying to seek asylum in the United States?
I have. I have in this, while working and developing stories for Border Live, we were able to go into a shelter where people who had already been detained and released by ICE were awaiting, continuing their journey to wherever their families were waiting for them. It was pretty emotional. I met two women who had been separated when they made their claim for asylum and were detained for a few days. And they lost track of each other, their cousins, and they were both fleeing violence in Honduras. And when we were there, one of them saw a child and said, wait, this is my cousin's child. And she started crying. My cousin is here. My cousin's here. So we were able to see when they found each other. And, you know, they had been crying the night before and praying that they would find each other. And they did. I also met a man who had been fleeing violence. He had been, according to him, a child soldier and was in some gruesome situations after the coup, and a lot of people were chasing him, and some of his family members had been killed. And for the past few years, he had been traveling through Mexico and encountering the threats of criminal organizations trying to get him involved in their activities and threatening him. And finally, he was able to make it to the U.S., tell his story. He's in the process, obviously, now of trying to make his case for asylum with his family. But he's still very scared. He knows that, you know, it's a very slight chance for that he will be able to stay in the U.S. It's, as I understand it, about 10% chance of for people who go through that process to actually get asylum.
I want to listen to a little clip from your reporting. In this clip, you're speaking to a man who works as a night guard at a gas station trying to stop migrants from sneaking into semi-trucks while the drivers are pumping gas. Here it is.
And so what happens if you spot a migrant? Do you call 911? How do you react?
If we spot them coming in, right now, say they're coming across the road, I call the Border Patrol or I call the Sheriff Department.
Can you show me where you usually spot people?
Right here, in front of the pumps.
Right here, under these lights? People will come and jump into the truck?
Yes, ma'am.
Is the issue of people trying to cross the border illegally just top of mind for everybody there that you're meeting who live on this side of the border?
I can't say it is at all. As a matter of fact, most people that I talk to aren't very concerned about the caravan because they all say, well, the caravan represents a very similar, if not the same, number of migrants that come across, whether it's, you know, weekly or monthly, or I don't have the numbers in front of me. But they're more concerned about border closures, at least in Nogales, where I've been spending a few weeks. People are concerned that the border closures that might come, or at least, you know, pausing of some operations, will impede their regular crossing. A lot of people in Nogales, Arizona, will go to the dentist, for instance, in Nogales, Sonora. And people who live in Nogales, Sonora, because they pay a lower rent, will work in the U.S. and, you know, make a higher wage. And so there's people who cross every day, and they're concerned about, you know, what this means. And some of them are already avoiding crossing as much, just out of the fear that they might be stuck in Mexico and not be able to come back because of what they see in the news and the possibility of a border closure. That's what I'm hearing from people in Arizona.
That's Lilia Luciana, who is reporting from the area around Nogales Port of Entry in southern Arizona for the upcoming documentary series Border Live. It premieres on the Discovery Channel next Wednesday. Lilia, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy. It's a pleasure.